Hello and welcome back. Today is one of my favorite topics to discuss: money and banking regulations. These subjects are vital for understanding the economic landscape in today's world. So we're going to start off by talking about money and banking. So money, of course, in its simplest form, is just a medium of exchange that facilitates trade. But it has evolved from a barter system to coins, to paper money, and now digital currencies. In today's world, digital money is becoming increasingly prevalent. For example, central bank digital currencies are being developed by countries like China and Sweden to enhance the efficiency and security of their financial systems. Banks play a pivotal role in this ecosystem. They not only provide a safe place to store money, but also offer loans, facilitate payments, and help manage financial risks. Consider JP Morgan Chase, which uses AI tools to process transactions 40% faster than traditional methods, saving time and millions in operational costs. This is just one example of how technology is revolutionizing banking. Now, let's discuss monetary policy and bank regulation. Monetary policy involves managing the supply of money and interest rates to achieve economic objectives like controlling inflation and fostering employment. Central banks, such as the Federal Reserve of the United States, play a crucial role in this process. In recent years, central banks have used various tools to manage economic fluctuations. For example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, many central banks lowered interest rates and implemented unconventional policies to support their economies. However, these actions can sometimes lead to conflicts between monetary policy and bank regulation, as seen in the banking crisis of 2023. Bank regulation aims to ensure the stability and integrity of the financial system. It involves setting rules and standards for banks to follow, such as capital requirements and risk management practices. Effective regulation helps prevent financial crisis and protects consumers. For instance, the Basel III regulations were introduced to strengthen bank capital requirements and reduce the risk of financial instability. The Bible also addresses issues related to monetary policy and regulation. In Romans 13:8, we read, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. Whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." This verse highlights the importance of responsible financial practices and ethical behavior. As we explore these economic principles, it's essential to consider how our faith informs our understanding and actions. The Bible provides guidance on how to manage our money wisely and ethically. Again, as we've stated before, Matthew 6:24 reminds us that no one can serve two masters. Either you hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This verse reminds us that while money is necessary for our daily lives, it should not become our ultimate focus. Instead, we should use it as a tool to serve others and glorify God. Understanding money and banking, along with monetary policy and bank regulation, is crucial for navigating today's economic landscape and ever-changing environment. By integrating economic principles, we can approach these topics with wisdom and integrity. Again, thank you for joining me. I hope you learned something today, and I look forward to our next discussion. Keep learning. Keep pushing ahead. God bless.